Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Rachel, exclusively on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Another beautiful Thursday in LA, August 17th.
Good morning.
We're back. How you doing, Wolfie?
I'm doing well today. I truthfully did not smoke before.
Wow.
So
you're wired or what?
I'm kind of tired today, but I think I'm awake. I think I'm present in the moment. I rolled a joint for my best friend coming into town. I left her the last of my cannabis.
Oh, wow. How cool is that?
So, yeah.
So you're full of energy and
full
wired.
Full of energy. Also, she might be coming in to guest, and maybe she'll spill some secrets of me in college tomorrow, so we'll see.
Oh, really?
I mean, just coming in to watch our show tomorrow. So.
Oh, tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. I was so, hoping today, maybe.
She's on the plane right now.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But she'll be here for a week, so maybe next week we can
squeeze her in or
something.
Yeah.
If she wants.
Sounds like fun. Where's she from?
She's from Tampa. We went to school in Boca together. Nice Jewish girl.
Oh, is that how you met?
Mm-hmm. We met over in school. Well, it's funny because we were sitting in class and she sat across the room, and I've always been in class. I was always like a distractor, dropping jokes or whatever. And the next thing I know, I just hear giggles coming from the other side of the room. And afterwards, I went up to her. I was like, "Thank you for laughing at my stupid joke." She's like, "You're hilarious." And I was like, "Sarah, are you stoned?" And she was like, "Yeah." And then we were best friends from there. Then I went to go smoke out the dorm room, which I didn't even live on campus, but I smoked
That's
in her dorm
funny.
Room in Florida, which is very illegal.
So, yeah. I never understood smoking indoors, though. I mean, you know, the smell doesn't go anywhere, you know.
Well, then you can't, but we were on campus, so it's not like we could go. I mean, she could have come to mind, but we just were like, let's hotbox the bathroom. You
right,
know, like,
exactly.
Stupid ideas.
I know, those are stupid ideas because the smell never leaves.
It's just
leaves,
whatever.
You know?
Well, it does. Cigarettes.
Really?
Cigarettes lingers, but like the weed smell, there are ways you can, you know, combat it.
Really?
Well, yeah. Mm. It's called a spluff.
Okay, but that happens after the smoke dissipates and everything.
No, you blow the smoke into this contraption.
Oh, into that contraption.
It's just like if any old school stoner.
Does it work, really?
Heck yes. You stuff a paper towel holder with some dryer sheets, and it will eliminate the smell.
Yeah. But what about the smoke that comes out that doesn't go in your mouth?
Oh, no. But it filters out. The smoke still happens, but there's no scent.
Right.
It's crazy. Dryer sheets.
Mm-hmm. What's it called?
It's called a spluff, but you stuff a, you know, the paper towel cardboard, you stuff it with dryer sheets.
Oh, okay.
And you blow, you smoke, and then you blow the smoke in there, and it filters out.
I see. And it creates kind of a pleasant smell from the dryer sheets.
Yeah.
Huh, you got to try that.
I'm teaching everyone, you know.
I know.
How to be a better
stoner. I remember when I was younger and we would smoke indoors because there was nothing to do and it was accepted back then to even smoke cigarettes indoors.
I know. Well, it was funny because I was living in when I lived in West Hollywood with my ex in his condo, and this condo was built probably like in the 70s, if not earlier, they have cigarette ashtrays right by the elevator.
Are you serious? Yeah.
Like seeing like them on air. I mean, it's just weird to think that there was a time in our life where like something so stupid
was
accepted,
okay.
You know?
Yeah. But so smoking indoors, and you know, you didn't want the neighbors to smell, so I would put like towels.
Yeah,
around
wet
the,
towel under
yeah,
the door.
Under the
that's
door
a strategy.
And all that.
Yeah. So stupid because no one really cares.
Still doesn't
you know?
Help.
I mean, well, hopefully, but yeah.
People care.
They
mean,
do.
You know,
some
every time
people.
When I smoke on the balcony, every time somebody passes by and they smell it, they go, "Oh, someone's smoking weed. I'm smelling weed."
Well, here's my thing. My theory on that: if they know what weed is, they probably smoked it and they realize like it's not that bad. Mm. You know what I mean? If they know
maybe
what the smell is.
I heard one of my neighbors once, and she's a very old lady. And she's nice. We're friends.
Yeah.
But I heard her shouting out of her window, "Someone's smoking pot."
Oh, yeah. I would move.
No, but she's far from me. And I mean, she usually doesn't smell
it. She probably would like
it. I only have two people that really smell it, neighbors on both sides.
It's the people that don't like it, who've never tried it, who would probably need it the most and like it the most.
Mm. But I got to tell you, though, you know, I can understand when people don't want to smell coming through their window.
Well, I can understand that. But when I, but also, you know,
but you close the fucking window.
There's
you know?
That or, you know, just take edibles or whatever.
Yeah, right.
It's not a see, there are people who don't smoke and love the smell.
Really?
They just like that herbal, you know, kind of scent.
That's interesting. Yeah.
But yeah.
I know. I guess I'm just used to people being condescending about that. So
I just never, I've just like never cared, you know,
because
it's medicine to me. As
well. Yeah, like, there you go. Like you know, and now there's ways to do it without smell. And but that's definitely the biggest problem with weed is the smell, man. You can't do it discreetly unless you vaporize and stuff.
Right.
Now, do you agree with this thing about the popcorn lungs from vaporizers? Have you heard anything about that?
Yes.
Because it's mixed with a lot of dangerous chemicals when you extract
it,
right?
Olivia will talk to you a lot about that. But, yeah, I believe it happens. And there's... we don't really know all the stuff that's going into the, and we don't know the process in which they use. And because, you know, testing is expensive. So a lot of these companies, if they don't have to pay for it, you know, won't pay for testing. And because, but yeah, there's things in your weed that probably aren't good for you, like toxins and chemicals, because it's all about, like every weed is going to have pesticides and chemicals, just like our fruits and veggies, but we wash them before. But there's a difference when you eat a pesticide and a chemical and you combust it, like you light it on fire. And we don't have any long-term research, obviously, because it's expensive. The government, federal government, won't allow for it. Therefore, they won't give any funding for it. Therefore, there's not going to be any money for it to get done.
Right.
So we're kind of just going at it with a blind eye and waiting, like doing something until we realize it's not good. You know what I mean? It's not good, which is not the best way to go about it. But that's, they're just, you know, brands and companies are just trying to do the best with what they've got because, I mean, the testing is so expensive.
Really?
It really is.
Oh, wow, wow.
But you almost need it. But then when you find out that your batch is bad, then that's more money that, you know what I mean? So it's like, what do you do? I don't know.
But you're talking about the pure flower, right?
No.
I mean, no, you're talking about the extraction of the oil.
You have to be very careful when you're doing extraction. One little fuck up can ruin your entire batch. And also, depending on how you extract and what you use, there's going to be chemicals and pesticides, and depending on the flour that you use.
You
have to make sure that the flour that you're using to extract from is good flour.
Right.
But again, that's going to have stuff on it because you're growing plants,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
wow.
But I mean, there are brands, and there's a little bit of a fallout behind some of these brands with dirty vape pens, basically.
Yeah,
but I don't vape.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, the cleanest way to, I mean, is vaping, but, you know, you're always going to
be dangerous.
You're always going to take a risk. Right now, we don't have the support from the federal government. So, you know, we're kind of trying to do it on our own. And this is what we're doing the best with what we got, you know?
Right.
So hopefully we'll get to a place where the government supports us and supports the community and, you know, is interested in having people get the cleanest medicine, because that's what it's about.
Right.
So,
yeah. Well, you guys can find out a lot more about weed with Wolfie's new show. Why am I calling you Wolfie?
Well, you're calling me Wolfie because that's like my stoner alter ego within the cannabis community, and that's
right.
Fine. I mean, we can
but I usually call you Rachel.
Yeah, but it's weird.
But today I'm calling you that,
Wolfie.
Maybe because we did the intro for your show.
Well, yeah, Olivia and I, we have a podcast that we found a new home here at LA Talk Radio. We're very blessed. Thank
That's
you, Sam.
Awesome.
And
course.
So our season 2 of our podcast is starting today. You can listen right after.
Yeah, right after this. So it's Thursday at 11, every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific. So that's like 2 o'clock Eastern and whatever's in between. And that's with Olivia, your friend, who was here.
She's my friend, my mentor.
Weeks ago.
She's a queen in the cannabis industry. She's an OG. She's been around for years. She's been trapping, you know, selling cannabis products before it was cool or accepted. And she knows a lot about a lot of things. So.
Yeah. So you guys are going to get a lot of expert opinion here and stuff. Are you going to take callers too if they call?
We would absolutely take callers. Okay. So the more callers, the better.
Right.
We'll have callers. We'll
give the numbers out.
Today, we're just kind of catching up on what we've been up to the past couple months since we took a break from recording to find a new home.
Awesome.
And so, yeah. And then we'll bring it back. But yeah.
Awesome. So for those of you who didn't get enough of weed talk here, you can stay on.
For those true cannabis consumers, you can find us at 11.
Right.
Channel 1.
Yeah. Today, I was convinced we were going to have a guest, and then only now I realized when they didn't show up at 10 till, I remembered that we rescheduled this one. I thought it was rescheduled to today, but no, it was rescheduled to September.
Bummer.
So what can we do, you know? So we
guess
continue.
We'll have to just talk amongst ourselves.
Yeah, a lot of shit and stuff like we always do. Yep. But somehow it's shit that makes sense, you know? I mean,
yeah. For us, at least, maybe. Maybe for other people,
yeah.
Too.
You have another show tonight, don't you?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
Jokes for Jews. Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, you're talking about Jews, and there's this article here, lying here since yesterday, though. A Swiss hotel asks
Jews. I saw that with the pools.
To shower before entering the
I don't
pool.
Even know what that means.
Okay, what that means is he's saying, okay, now,
I know what the sign means, but I don't understand. I've never heard the stereotype that Jews are like dirty people.
And stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, think of dirty Jew. That's a pretty common.
Yeah, but why is it?
I don't know.
Do we not take?
I shower
every day.
No, it has nothing to do with that. I think it has to do with the fact that the word "dirty" is there, is to put people down. You know,
I'm just say
you're
shocked not pure. That they thought that sign would be a good idea.
Well, it's just one guy. Supposedly, he's the manager of this hotel. It's not a hotel chain or anything, you know. It looks like maybe they have 100 rooms or something. So
did he get fired?
Of anti-Semitism. I don't think so, you know. Maybe they're trying to get him actually charged with breaking the law or something. But actually it's a woman. Her name is Ruth
She has a Jewish name.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah,
I saw that. I saw it was the manager's name was Ruth, and I was like, "What a fucking joke!" Right? What a joke.
Yeah. Oh, she was trying to address the issue of guests not showering before they use the pool.
I don't give a fuck
if
they're Jews, blacks, Chinese, Mexicans. Just put the generic sign up and be like, yo, shower before you get in the pool. You don't need to target people. It's fucked up.
Yeah. But I guess she did have some remorse. She says, I made the sign without sensitivity and now I'm paying for it dearly.
I hope she pays for it forever.
Right.
We can't put shit up like that.
Yeah. She also put a sign that Jews have only limited access to the refrigerator or to the freezer, only from 10 to 11 a.m. and from 4:30 to 5:30.
Dear Ruth, you're going to be paying for those comments for the rest of your life.
Yeah, you're
sincerely
fucking
with this Jew right here.
You're fucking with God's chosen people.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand. Not only that, you're fucking with the chosen people, like from God's mouth to everyone's ears, but you're also, like, Jesus was Jewish, and he was black, probably by, you know, historical standards. So I don't understand first off, out of all the people that the anti-Semites and the Nazis could hate, I would think they would hate Jews the least. You know, because Jesus was Jewish.
Yeah, but there was not much religion in Nazi Germany anyway, so, you know. But, so they probably don't believe in all this.
Yeah, but they're like Christian conservatives in America. I'm talking about Nazi America.
Oh, in America.
Right, they're like super Christian and like all for God and Jesus, you know, and it's like, dude, your God is Jewish.
And the interesting thing is many Christians here actually sympathize with Jews and with Israel, you know, because they believe... You
because
know, so.
Yeah, for me it's like, don't identify yourself as a good Christian if you're a terrible person.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, it's like religion. People hide behind it, but it's, you know, a lot of
people hide behind
people.
Multiple things: weight, religion, drugs, anti-Semitism. You know, whatever it is, they hide. People hide behind it, and it's just if you're going to be, that's the thing that I kind of am glad about the Charlottesville thing, mm-hmm. is all these idiots were marching around without their hoods. We can identify all of you. You're getting fired. We're going to ruin your life. If you're a hateful person and you come into this country or you're in this country and you're going to be like that, we're not going to let it. We're not going to let it happen. We're not going to let you get away with it. Mm. You're going to pay for being a racist anti-Semite if you're going to be out and open about it.
Well, yeah, you hope so, you know, and maybe not in their immediate circle, but anywhere else, yeah. And
but that's the difference between between back in the day when men would march around in hoods and there was no social media,
right.
and oftentimes those were people of the town, like respectable people, judges, lawyers. I mean, these are people who would go to work during the day and then put on their racist hoods at night and march around. Hmm. And the thing is like, we know who these people are now. You know, we can find out. You don't need to wear bed sheets.
Maybe they do. So
maybe you should go back to that. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
so we don't.
Also, what a dumb outfit too, right? So much material, and white. Isn't it get too like? Didn't you think like maybe it would get dirty? Like, why not pick a better orange?
Yeah, and white is the color of giving. Actually, I don't know why they would wear white, but you know, I'm sure in their own minds they're right and they're correct. And they're the only ones who are right. And that's why you get all this, like, picking Jews and all this stuff. Anybody that's different from them is not okay, you
yeah.
know. But thankfully in America, you know, people still have the decency to stand up and say, we're not going to go for this, you know. This is not the American way.
I saw a video of a woman in North Carolina who drove. There was a guy who put a Nazi swastika flag out in his house.
Right.
She just drives right up into his driveway, knocks on his door, and is like, what's with the flag? And he was like, do you pay the fucking bills here? And she was like, no, Whoa. But why the Nazi flag? Like, why? Come out and say that you're a Nazi. Like, own
right.
it. Just, she wanted to hear it and put him on social media.
Right.
She got his face on there in the video, and it's going viral.
Boy.
We just need to expose these people.
Yeah.
We need to
but
expose them.
There's just too
them.
Many of them, though. You
it doesn't
know?
Matter. Yeah. Expose them.
Yeah. But, yeah.
People like that don't deserve to live in this country and pay and don't deserve to have a job and don't deserve to, I mean, unless they change, they don't deserve to participate in our country.
Mm. Yeah. Unfortunately, there's too much hatred, you know. But, yeah. Did you hear that Tom Cruise got injured?
Mm-hmm. And they have to postpone Mission Impossible.
Yeah. And this is a 6-1 already.
Yeah, well, that's what you get when you're a million years old and you're doing your own stunts.
Right, right. And people forget that he's not that young anymore. You know, he's in his 50s now.
But I mean, like, from a movie, I get it. Like, he's probably, like, super stubborn and is like, I'm Tom Cruise. I do my own stunts, you know?
Right.
But, like, maybe you should just take this, you know, sit this one out, Tom.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's probably his ego or whatever. He is 55, and
oh my gosh, I'm so, this. We're going off on a tangent, but I became obsessed last year with Leah Remini's Scientology
docuseries. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's I knew it was gonna this was gonna happen. She's nominated for I think 2 Emmys. Because it was so well done.
Really?
You should watch it. It's on A&E, and there's a second season coming out. And they talk a little bit briefly about Tom Cruise, and I think they show like a little bit of the, remember the Oprah interview he did when
yeah,
he was like
yeah.
engaged to Katie Holmes or whatever?
Uh-huh.
It's just such a bizarre community of people that we are surrounded with.
I know. And
but it is very interesting, and it also just goes to show you that it doesn't matter what religion. You know, there's going to be just corruption and
yeah,
bad things that
because
happen.
Because it's about controlling people,
well,
you know?
Well, there's that. I mean, Scientology is not of the typical three ancient traditional religions. They kind of popped up out of nowhere, you know, however many years ago. And they are a money maker. I mean, each episode just goes into the stuff that you've never even heard of about Scientology. Like, she really gives you, like, accounts of, like, even down to the scriptures and things and, like, how expensive it is. That's why you look and see Scientologists. They're all, like, white, middle to upper class people because they can afford to give Scientology
of money, yeah.
all of their money.
Right.
And they don't get taxed. That's why. And it's just so interesting because that's why they're saying they have to buy all these buildings. They have to put their money somewhere. They have to, you know, launder it or whatever. But these buildings that they've purchased just sit empty.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. But they have to put their money somewhere.
Yeah,
you know?
Right? Yeah. There's a phone call. You want to take it?
Sure.
Oh, they just hung up. Probably a wrong number, but who cares? At any rate, so yes, Tom Cruise injured on the set of MI6, and he's going to sit it out for at least a while. But I guess he's got a new movie coming out, right?
Which
American
one?
Made.
Mm.
An action film from director Doug Liman about a pilot who works for the CIA.
Oh, wow.
That might actually be successful if it's good. So, so he broke his ankle performing a stunt, Paramount says, and he'll probably be back. So the movie was set to release July 27th, 2018. So that's a year from now. Yeah. Did you ever get to see the original Mission Impossible by any chance? Like, did it ever? No, huh? Yeah.
The original, like, with not
Mission Impossible. No,
not
no. Yeah, it was a TV series in the
70s. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's how it started, actually.
Interesting.
And it was different. Here, Tom Cruise has, like, a very main character, whereas in that show, they all pretty much were, like, the same.
Right.
They still have the leader. His name was Peter Graves. That's the guy with the white hair from Airplane, from the movie Airplane,
oh,
all that
that's
series.
That's so funny. We just, the Burbank Comedy Festival, the director of Airplane is, like, participating in the festival and stuff. So there was
really?
A whole Airplane theme. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was funny because I didn't realize he also is the same guy who did Naked Gun.
Yeah.
So they like pulled me aside and did a little quick video for the festival. And they're like, what's your favorite, what's your favorite movies of this guy? I was like, Naked Gun. And they're like, why? I'm like, obviously O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, right.
Why else?
You see, that's what they did, man. They, for these movies, they took like serious actors. I'm not talking about O.J., but there were a few that were serious actors, and they put him on in a funny movie, in a
yeah.
stupid movie. And it was just the best because they would do it with a straight face, mm-hmm. you know. So, yeah, so one of them was the head of, and they would always have, it would always start with him going somewhere like into a phone booth or into some abandoned building, finding a little tape recorder, a little tape machine about size of, a book or something. And he would play the tape and it would give him the instruction, like what their mission was. And then it would instruct. It would say, as usual, if you or any members of your team
are caught. It's like Inspector Gadget.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But I never watched Inspector Gadget, so I don't know. But, and they always did like, and it would self-destruct in 5 seconds. And would just go like, shh, and the tape would like burn. Because it was so secret, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd go back and, you know, like Martin Landau, who just died, he was the one of the main characters on there. He would put on like masks, look like someone different. You know how Tom Cruise sometimes like has a mask where you can't, he looks like somebody else and then he'll just pull off like that. That's how they,
oh cool,
that's from there. Yeah,
that's interesting.
So you might like it. It's kind of like nostalgic. I wouldn't mind catching
watching
a few of these episodes. Yeah,
episodes.
And almost all the actors became famous after that. So,
oh wow.
Yeah, so yeah, Mission Impossible. So that's why when I compare it, I go, you know what? The movies are not like the TV series. But it's a whole different thing, you know. Back then, they didn't name the countries where the bad guys were. They just made up countries.
Right.
Names of countries and stuff, you know.
Sounds yeah. about right.
So in India, women are continuing to be terrorized. This time, a 10-year-old rape victim gives birth in India. 10 years old. Okay, I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine by... C-section, by the way, if you wonder, but they denied an abortion because it like 3 weeks ago, because I guess in India after 20 weeks they don't allow you to have an abortion, and she was 35 weeks pregnant when they asked for an abortion. Now this is from she was allegedly raped repeatedly by her uncle, who has been arrested, but I mean, you know, and this is like, the reason I bring this up is because also in the article they talk about how we see so much of this, like, violation of women in India, you know, and it's just a culture, you know, and you might say, well, you know, for their culture it's okay, but no, I mean, I don't think in any culture it's okay to abuse a
young girl like
that. I
don't know if that's a
culture
thing.
Well, I mean, look.
I've never heard of in Indian culture, it's custom to rape 10 women.
No, it's. But let me tell you, okay, 90% of females in India experience sexual harassment.
I don't know. I mean, it's not. I wouldn't to say it's part of their culture. Is there's an in there's an in. Innuendo that it's like accepted, and I don't think it's accepted.
Well, it is accepted. Look at this.
It's I mean, not. You got arrested.
What?
It's not accepted.
No,
you
no,
got
no.
Arrested.
But it's but sexual harassment. We're talking about sexual harassment, not really rape or anything. But they're just talking about the way the men view women, and that's culture.
Oh, how they view women. Yeah.
I mean, look, 63% of men and 36% of women.
Listen, you don't need to go
that
to
women provoke. Provoke men by the way they dress.
That
women believe that.
I feel that that's true here. I feel that people have those attitudes here. Did you hear yesterday they signed a bill in Texas where if you get an abortion, you have to purchase rape insurance?
Rape insurance?
Yeah. What the fuck is that?
Yeah, I don't know.
If you get an abortion in Texas, you have to women have to sign a rape have to purchase rape insurance.
Right.
I don't even know how those two go together.
Right. So, okay, but you're saying
but
you
saying
are
is,
for arresting men that are
yes,
that are harassing women.
Of course. And also okay. And also, you know, we look at other countries and we're like, oh, you know, they have it so bad over there. Take a look in our own country.
No,
you
our
know
own
what I mean?
Country is not as bad
Mike
as India.
I'm not saying
the
I'm
way
not
we're
saying,
treating
I'm
women,
not saying
I don't
it's
accept
not
that.
It's not as bad, but we have we as women. And you can't say that, Sam. You're a male. You don't know what I have to put up with as a woman.
That's
it's
true.
Terrible.
That's true.
I'm telling you. And in our own country, just because you don't see it happening on the streets, it Mike Pence won't go out to dinner with a professional woman because out of respect for his wife.
Mm-hmm.
People might be like, oh, that's sweet. No, it's not fucking sweet because women also hold positions of power and don't want to sleep with Mike Pence. If there's a meeting to be had or a dinner meeting or whatever, and you're not going to have it simply because of her gender, that's fucked up.
Okay.
But
let me ask you this. Does this country have a problem with sexual harassment
yes.
and sexual assault?
Yes.
We do?
100%.
Okay.
Give me a video camera. Watch me walk down Hollywood Boulevard.
Right.
And see how many times I get catcalled.
Yeah, but that's
I
over
get
there.
Chased
it's
after.
With, but it's low lives over there. I mean, we're talking about a whole country here.
Sam, it happens everywhere. I don't have to
no,
be walking
of course it
down
does,
in
but
Hollywood.
But not in such a way that it's
there's
acceptable.
A woman in New York, or there's a woman who went out to get a cup of coffee yesterday, and a guy came up, this is in America, a guy came up behind her and tried to take her pants off to rape her in the middle of the street during daylight, and not one person stopped and helped her.
Really? Where
yes.
was that?
New York.
Oh, okay.
I believe it was New York.
Well, okay.
To
but
say
that,
it doesn't happen
no,
is
I,
a very...
But did I say it doesn't happen?
It's
no.
It's bad here. It's bad in its own way. And it's
okay,
it's,
but when a culture accepts
our
it,
culture accepts...
No, not ours.
Yes, it does.
We don't accept that thing.
We
don't accept such things.
Look and look at when they decided to shut down Planned Parenthood and to stop giving funding to that. How many women were in the room deciding that? Not one.
Okay, but are you saying that most men in America... Would sexually harass a woman? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that about India. That's fucked up.
But
I take offense to that.
But
not all Indian men are like. I know plenty of Indian men.
But the
who wouldn't
women
do that.
In India feel that that's the case. Okay, 80% think it's not safe for them to work evening shifts or late hours. Okay, do we have this problem
yes.
here? No.
Yes, we do. Okay. You're a man saying that.
No, but...
You're going to come back as an attractive woman and be... I'm telling you, it happens here. It happens just as much. Women don't... We don't talk about it as much because we just... You know, we have more rights maybe or whatever, but it's
no,
bad
why
everywhere.
Don't you talk about it? No, that's not true. If you got sexually harassed or assaulted, you would talk about it. And most
maybe
women
I,
would.
No, they wouldn't, Sam.
Why?
I know plenty of rape victims, and I know women who've been sexually harassed who are afraid to come forward.
Right.
We have a culture in this country that makes women afraid.
Okay.
That's why we don't talk about it. Because women get blamed when they get raped in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you can't sit here and tell me as a man, you can't. I bet I'm a woman. I get harassed on a daily basis just walking down the street.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, and in, unfortunately in India, there's it's problems everywhere in the world. It's just bad. It's probably worse in India for whatever reason, or I don't know, but that shit happens here.
Yeah. I don't know. To me, I have a problem with you morally comparing everybody, you know? I mean, or putting everybody like in the, like they're equal.
Because I don't
equal,
like, I
know?
Don't, because it's I don't, like, because you can say it to single out a certain race, country, religion, or whatever. It's not, that's how stereotypes
But why
happen.
Not? But you have, but people are different. Countries are different. People do things that are offensive, illegal, things like this. You can't
put
them all
on
the same.
You have a problem with me morally. I come from a two lawyers.
Right.
I play devil's advocate.
Right.
Not only that, but like, if you're going to blame something, I'm going to bring up something about that.
Oh, no,
I'm
that's fine.
I'm
going to
bring up the other side.
No,
or
that's fine.
What,
but what
I
I'm
know
saying
to
is,
be true in but, my own experience.
But putting everybody in the moral equivalency, I don't think works.
But you know? That's your opinion.
Right.
You're also a, and that's, you're
those
also,
are your opinions,
you're also
too.
A white male.
Right, but those are...
So your experience is only true to you.
Right.
By being like a woman or
okay,
a
so,
black person.
Okay,
or
so you're victims? Is that what you're saying?
Oh my God, that's just typical male.
No, I'm asking.
That's just a typical male response.
Okay.
That's a typical white male response. It's such a privilege for you to sit there and
no,
be
but,
able to say
but,
that.
But to talk to
what
us like to men like we're like some oppressors or something? I mean, I don't see myself like that at all.
Maybe
I have
not
a
you.
Mother. I have a daughter.
Maybe not you.
I have, you know, I've had wives. I don't treat women like
I
this.
I know, but you're
so to
get
put, but you put an old man in one
I
thing and then you're
all
telling
men.
Them.
I have a boyfriend.
You're saying white
who,
men. You said white men.
I said it's true to your experience. And as a white male.
Right.
You have not experienced what females.
Absolutely.
Minorities.
I agree with
whatever.
That.
Whatever. But okay. I do think you're Jewish. So
right.
You do have sympathy to what it's like as a Jew. Because
right.
We can connect on that. What it's like to be picked on, anti-Semitism.
But I don't need to be Jewish to know to treat a woman with respect.
That is, I'm talking about two different things. I'm just talking about what we know is to be true to ourselves. I don't think you treat women disrespectfully, but I think our country does have a there's still a divide. Women don't get paid the same as men for the same fucking jobs in this country. How can you tell me that women don't get are not being oppressed when we're being oppressed down to the fucking 73 cents to a dollar?
Right, and what about all the ones that actually do very well? How about those?
They still don't get paid the same as men
really?
For the same job.
Really?
Yes.
So who was Marissa Mayer, for example, in Yahoo? She did make more money than other CEOs. Is that what you're saying?
That's not what I'm saying.
Okay, so
I'm saying for
saying
the same
man,
job.
Right.
Women get paid 73 cents to the dollar for the mm-hmm. same job that men do. We get mm-hmm. paid less for the same job.
Mm-hmm.
That is oppressive.
Mm-hmm. And that's in every case?
Yes.
Really?
I mean, look it up. Women don't get paid as much as men.
No, no, but
for the same job.
But you're saying it's like it it happens every time. I don't believe that at all.
Google it.
Okay, I will. But I know plenty of people, women that are satisfied with their jobs, with their careers. They feel they're paid well and stuff. So
find me a woman who's who's never been sexually harassed or oppressed in this country.
But I'm seeing you contradicting yourself, because on the one hand you're saying everybody's the same, and then you're
that's
saying
not
that
what I'm saying.
It's different.
No,
you're generalizing. In other words, you're saying not to single a group, but you're singling a group.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you can't single out a group without pointing out other groups as well who have also experienced this. And you're saying it's much more of a bigger problem in India. Fine, whatever. Maybe it is. But it's a huge problem here as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying you can't say... I'm saying by you saying that, it's kind of minimizing the problem. By you saying it's there, it takes away from the problem that we have here.
I don't think so, because I think the severity of it is and the seriousness of it and the prevalence of it, I think, is different between the two countries.
I think I think they experience it culturally maybe different than we do, or maybe it's just, I don't know, like it's happened, but it happens here.
Right.
I mean, there's videos of women who are getting their pants pulled down in New York. Like I said, this is more than one. I've heard this story more than one time. And no one stops. No one stops to help the woman. She was yelling fire
right
in
right.
the middle of the day.
So you, so I just want to clarify. So you believe in cultural relativism, right? In other words, you believe that a culture, that you need to look at what happens in a culture from that culture's point of view. So in other words, there's no like universal morals
there.
But it's but there's no like accepted universal morals there, right?
In
like
India? For example,
no. I'm talking about like societies that are not like us, and we're judging other societies. Let's say I am, okay? I'm judging another society. What I'm saying is, for example, so you're saying that, you know what? Okay, I'm totally confused with this now. So, yeah.
Basically, what I'm saying is, in India, I don't know. I mean, I don't know much about the culture of India. It's not a place that I've ever studied. But I don't think that they find it acceptable for 10-year-old girls to be raped.
No, obviously, right?
We can agree on that.
Right, right.
I think where we're, you're seeing, and but this is.
I mean, this abuse by uncles. Uncles raping happens here too.
Of course. But what I'm saying is, as a male,
right.
in this world, specifically in America, you are not your experience is unique to you, just right. like my experience is unique to me. As a woman, I'm going to experience sexual harassment
right.
in multiple forms. Cat calls, unwanted, you know, I've had men chase after me on the street
wow.
when I have given them no indication that I want anything to do with them. Right. You may not have that experience.
Right,
therefore,
right.
your outlook on life is like, I don't see men do, you know, but that doesn't mean it's not true, right. is what I'm saying.
Right. I totally accept
I respect your view and your opinion, but it's just as there's a different, it's all about like, I will never know what it's like to be a black person, right? right? As much as I'm like, I'm as a Jew, I can relate to, but whatever, we don't know. It's like stepping right. into someone else's body and walking and walking through life like that.
Right.
And if we could do that all as people, if maybe we could, you know, virtual reality, what is it like to be another person or another gender, you
right.
know, or a different color of skin,
right.
maybe we could experience what that person goes through in their daily life. And that's all I'm saying. It's just unique right. to you as a, you know, your story is unique to you.
That's true. It's a question of perspective too, you know.
But can you imagine, I'm just like, you have a daughter.
I do have a daughter.
Talk to her about it. See, ask her, be like, have you ever been, you know, when you walk down the street, do people catcall at you? Like
they did one time. I remember when she was very young.
I'm telling you, it's
right. But it's the type of people. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you're going to walk in Sherman Oaks here. It's not going to happen to you. I promise.
It would happen to me in Las Vegas when I would be walking around my community.
Yeah, well, Vegas, all the garbage from all over the world comes there.
This happens on the street anywhere. It doesn't matter. Sherman Oaks, Van Nuys, Malibu. We get catcalled anywhere. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the type of people or the place. It's just as it's women's yeah. experience.
That I can empathize with. I mean, I can see.
You know
that
what?
It makes sense.
You
yeah.
as a male mm-hmm. have the privilege of being able to go somewhere and not
be
arrested
right.
or not be afraid.
Right, right.
I don't have that
right.
luxury.
Right.
If I want to go out, I live in Hollywood. Let's say I need to go down the street to get something to the shop. I'm going to be a little cautious walking down the street in Hollywood because there are
yeah.
weirdos out there who are going to, you know, and it happens.
Right.
I can't walk alone at night.
Yeah.
You could. That's,
yeah.
that's must
true.
Be nice.
Yeah.
That's why I need a bodyguard. So I have a boyfriend.
You know what they have? They have this thing for women now that comes out like claws. Did you hear about this?
No.
They advertise it on Howard Stern all the time. They're saying it comes out like Wolverine type of thing.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and then you can just
my
like,
neighbor, because she's a badass, but she had this holster the other day. It was pink. It looked like a gun holster.
Really?
It's for mace.
Oh, wow.
She wears it.
She wears it
yeah,
like where you can see
yeah.
it?
Yeah. I'm like, of course it's pink, and it says mace on it, so no one would mess with her. You know what I mean?
That's a good idea, yeah.
That's
but,
funny.
You know, that's interesting because I remember when coming to America, especially the big cities had very bad reputation, you know, like New York, mm-hmm. Chicago. I mean, I remember we stopped in Detroit, which is not really your first choice of travel in America, mm-hmm. but I guess the friends that traveled with us had some friends there, so we stopped there. And the streets were empty after a certain time, mm-hmm. you know. People were just afraid of crime.
Yeah.
And crime was really, really high back then. I remember before Giuliani cleaned up New York City and things like this. And so America was always known as like, I remember in Israel, they'd say, yeah, if you go to New York, you could drop dead in the middle of the street and nobody would even look at
you. I would feel more safe walking around the streets of Israel.
Oh, yeah, there.
At night? Than I do in Hollywood.
And little kids walk around.
Of course.
Late there.
Same thing in Greece.
There's yeah, mm-hmm. You don't have that fear.
Mm-mm.
You know, because maybe because it's smaller places, people know each other, you know, the culture as well, you know, but still, I don't know. I mean, it's
I'm just saying that you will see a lot of stories. All the stories that you hear about women getting attacked, you know, their pants being pulled down, you never hear one story about a man getting attacked on the street and his pants were being pulled down. You get what I mean?
That's true. But, you know, I mean...
Not to say it doesn't happen, because I do think that men... But men, men can get raped and sexually harassed, too, right. Just like women. But I just think that the stories that you hear are, you know, they're from females.
Now, okay, so let me give you an example where I can reverse this, okay, where I can tell you you have more power than I do. Let's say we want to go to a nightclub, right? Who do you think is going to get in first, you or me?
When they have a line? You're talking about, that's ridiculous.
Why?
Because you're talking about getting into a club versus just... Like
no, but that's just one example. What I'm saying is you have a lot of doors open because you're a pretty woman, and you know, I mean, I'm seeing, like, you see all these chicks that have no right to be famous, and they're like so big on Instagram and stuff. Why? Just because they're showing their ass and stuff, you know? So,
but that's not.
I could never do that.
Right.
But you know, because I'm a man.
That's the society we live in.
Okay, so everything is a society we live in.
Well, you know? but that's what I'm saying is. Our society puts value on attractive young women, right? It's a currency almost, if you will.
Okay.
But that's sad. I don't go to clubs. I hate that club.
No, but yeah.
I don't do that. I also don't.
Also, that's just for attractive women, right? I mean, if they're not attractive, they wouldn't get the treatment that attractive women do, probably.
I just think women, I think females in general, it doesn't matter if you're attractive or not, there's something about the female power, you know. Mm. Oh, you know what I mean? Like, right. If you're, I don't know. That's just what I think. But I agree with you in that sense. If you're a pretty attractive girl, it's like a fast pass at life. I agree. Mm. 100%. But I think that it takes away. I don't want to be just seen as a pretty girl.
Right.
Because at some point.
Right.
Your looks fade.
I totally understand. And that's not you.
Exactly. But at the same time. You know, I just think that, I don't know, I just think it's our society, you know, it's a weird world we live in. And that's the other thing is, like, I dress, you know, today I have a cleavage out, I got my top, you know, but that doesn't mean I'm inviting sexual harassment.
Nobody has a right to touch.
Exactly. And that's why we were saying in India. And like in Muslim countries, they want women to cover up. And it's just sad that they think that we, just our simple presence is a temptation.
Right.
When it's like, shouldn't you be able to control your
urges
and, you
know. Exactly, your urges. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. That's why they separate women from men in many religions. Even the Orthodox Jews do that.
Right.
You know, so there's no temptation.
For me,
because
it needs to be about education. And you got to educate outside of the Bible and say, this is how you treat people.
Right. And everybody should have a woman in their family that they know how to respect. And then they're not going to treat other women in different ways. I mean, would you treat your mother that way? Would you catcall your mother or harass her or anything, you know, or your daughter? It doesn't happen, you know. So I think that's a good way for people to empathize with women.
I just don't
understand.
Yeah, I mean... It's just such an interesting dynamic, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I think, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that's why we need more women in positions of power.
I think that if more women were in power, we'd probably have less friction in society, probably less wars. I have to admit, but, you never know. You never know. You know, I mean, I don't know if it's ever going to happen. Maybe one day it'll turn around and women will be
yeah,
in control
know.
Of everything, you know. Everything's possible in today's world. You never know. But yeah, so.
But all that behavior is learned. So it's like they obviously are learning it from somewhere. You yeah. know, how people treat each other.
Right. So. And that's what I meant. You know, it is a culture. It's what you see around you. You know, it's how you grow up, your background. That's what shapes a person. Okay, so just to close, like you mentioned in the beginning of the show, I guess one person is dead in a van attack in Barcelona. At least 20 injured. Two armed men entered a restaurant and started shooting, I guess.
Where is this?
That's in Barcelona. And that's what you mentioned at the top of the show.
No, there's a truck that plowed into a group of people.
Oh.
In Spain.
Oh, that's in Paris.
Oh, that was in Paris?
Right.
Wow.
Man arrested after soldiers rammed by car. So maybe that's the one.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Wow.
There's yeah, too much even, going on, you know?
Yeah, vehicles as weapons, a disturbing trend. Yeah. All right, Rachel, we better wrap up a couple minutes early because we need to get you ready for your new show.
Swing.
So everybody stay tuned right here. Don't miss it. And if you do, you can always download it on the Buds page.
Woot woot.
And tomorrow's Friday, so of course, we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Rachel, exclusively on LA Talk Radio.